like to welcome you all to our second annual Christmas Eve Eve party. Thank you so much for attending. Oh, I heard that. And as part of the evening's festivities, you get to, I get to torture you with a little bit of classical music here, which is what I do. This evening I've got about 40 minutes worth of music, just to prepare you mentally, so you don't freak out. I've got some pieces by Bach, by Debussy, and finally by Mozart. So I'll start off with a couple pieces by Bach. I don't need my page turner for that, so she can be in there. I'm going to be playing three inventions by Bach. An invention is kind of a weird term for a piece of music. But when Bach was calling these things inventions, he wrote them in 1723, probably written for his eldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann, when he was 12 years old. And he was starting to, he'd been playing the piano for, playing the keyboard for a couple of years, and was about ready to start his compositional training. So the word invention is kind of a play on words, because at the time, invention really referred more to sort of a rhetorical device, how to create a speech. Cicero, who was still widely studied in 18th century Germany, listed five stages of oration: invention, arrangement, style, memory, and delivery. So Bach overloaded the word to also describe the kernel of an idea that you can use for a compositional statement. So they're very simple, well, okay, they're simple two-part contrapuntal pieces. They're not so easy to play. But they'll give a 12-year-old in the Bach, in the famous musical Bach family, they'll certainly give them an idea for future compositions. Now, there's a little bit of trivia associated with these inventions. This year, as last year, I tried to use this event to play pieces I've never played before. One of my goals is to try to expand my repertoire a little bit, because I found myself a little bit too much relying on old chestnuts. So I try to learn some new pieces every year. And I have 100% new music for you tonight, except for one invention. So it's up to you to figure out which one I learned when I was 12.